title deeds. On the telephone line, I have MP Rigos Erodokrido. Good evening, Mr. Erodokrido.
Good evening.
And I also have on my other telephone line from Larnaca lawyer George Kukunis. George, good evening.
Good evening, too.
And with me in the studio, Nigel Howarth. Good evening, Nigel.
Good evening.
You've written a book about title deeds, and we have also the president of the Developers Association, Lagis Tofarides. Lagis, good evening.
Good evening.
Right, I would like, if I may, Rigos, I know you have to go first, and quite quickly, to ask you as an MP what the House of Representatives is trying to do about, I think, an issue that we don't really need to go into detail about what's the issue. Most people know there's a huge problem with people getting their title deeds. What are our MPs and lawmakers going to do about it?
Well, in the first place, very thanks for inviting me to your program. And I will stay with you just 5 minutes or so because being a political person as well, apart from being a lawyer, I have a lot of business, a lot of things to do. I'm in the middle of the road, actually, you know. And I'm talking to you through mobile. But I'm coming right to the point by telling you that the competent parliamentary committee and the House of Representatives in all, they are worrying a lot about this situation. In a whole sense. In the sense that effective legislation has been enacted through the past years. Even the courts doing their business as much as better as they could. Nevertheless, especially for cases concerning purchases from abroad, because they are not being fully aware, having proper legal advice beforehand, in advance, in order to be guided during the negotiation. They are not quite familiar of the whole procedure. And they're proceeding alone, they're entering into the transactions, into the agreement with the developers. This is the vast majority of the cases. And suddenly they discover that they cannot get title deeds as they have been promised by the developers because of the problems, procedural and substantive, created during the course.
Can I ask you very quickly if you're saying, therefore, that this is not a problem that arises, for example, if a Cypriot builds a house?
Well, hold on a second. I'm not claiming and I'm not alleging that the legislation enacted so far is the best under the circumstances. It should be modernized. But the problem has been created in some cases because the clients haven't asked for proper legal advice. Enter into the transaction, they haven't been negotiating properly about their problem, and the benefits for the existing legislation cannot be enjoyed by the purchasers. But apart from that, I have to confess that there are some problems inherent to the procedure before, let's say. And I'm very glad that that the representative of the developer is there, because I think he will be in a position to give some explanations, especially concerning some developers. We face the following problem. Even the prescribed period passed, as have been agreed upon, even they are obliged under the contract signed to execute the transfer and the title deed should be issued, they deny, even perhaps they have financial problems, therefore they cannot cope with their obligations and they cannot proceed to issuing of the title deed. But there are some cases, especially concerning developers, that for taxation reasons, they are not willing and ready to proceed for issue the title deeds, because it wouldn't be situational, would be beneficial to them for taxation purposes.
All right, we'll put that to Lagis Tofarides afterwards. But since I know you have to go very quickly, there's one final thing I'd like to ask you. You say the law needs changing. You are in Parliament. You are a lawmaker. Surely it's dead easy then for you to persuade all the other guys in Parliament to get on with it.
Yes, I'm sure about that, and I have in my mind as a member of the appropriate parliamentary committee, the Committee for Interior Affairs, dealing with the matter, to proceed in the first place by suggesting that administrative sanctions should be imposed on the developers, even though the figure, the number is low, but the problem is there. Administrative sanctions for developers denying to execute their duties towards the purchaser, especially when the purchaser is coming from abroad.
Okay, but you also said that the procedures as they were outdated and needed modernizing. How easy is it to do that?
It is easy. Why not? I mean, it's a matter of appertaining to the competent ministry to bring a legislation to the House of the Representatives, and I don't think that there will be any member of Parliament who deny to consent to the modernizing of this piece of legislation.
So why isn't it being done?
Well, the problem created and the timing the matter come up, as you do know better than any other one, because a lot of discussion, a great lot of discussion created, debate about this matter, especially for purchases coming from abroad. That's why the matter come up. And I think this is the proper timing to intervene as a lawmaker, as you call it, and modernize the legislation and giving to the purchasers the fullest security under the circumstances. For developers, I want to repeat it, the number is very low, but unfortunately, those...
there are some rogue developers. I guess there are in every industry.
By imposing administrative sanctions in the first place, if there would be no fruitful outcome by imposing just administrative sanctions, the next step is to penalize, the matter. Mm. As far as concerned, those developers denying to execute their duties towards the purchase.
Okay, can we just then finally with you ask you whether you are going to be putting a bill before Parliament? Is that how it's done here? Who can start this ball rolling so that at least something starts getting done?
The discussion is still pending. We exchange views with the government and has been a lot of discussion until now in a general sense, but especially concerning this matter. We received the promise on the part of the minister himself that from the commencement of this year, 2007, a new legislation will be brought to the Parliament modernizing many aspects of this procedure, including that one we're discussing about it now.
So by next summer, will we have a new modern law?
Yes, we have a promise on the part of the minister. If there will be any delay on the part of the minister, the only remaining for the lawmakers is to prepare a bill themselves and put it for voting to Parliament.
Amen to that. I know I have to let you go, Rico. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye-bye. George, you're very quiet there on the other telephone line. Do forgive me, but I knew that Mr. Erotokrito had to go fairly quickly. Let me bring you in, because I can at least see my guests in the studio. They've got a cup of tea. They seem quite happy at the moment. How do you view what was just said by Rico Erotokrito?
Well, regarding the issue of separate title deeds, I consider that indeed there is a problem which affects a significant number of purchasers who have not as yet received separate title deeds for their properties, even though it's been years since their completion. There is nevertheless a legislative procedure which secures the rights of such purchasers, and I will explain it during my analysis of the issue. I believe that the three parties involved have each a share of different magnitudes each in the creation of this problem. These parties are the appropriate governmental and local authorities, that the town planning and housing department, the municipalities, and the communal councils, as well as the land survey department.
Okay, listen, George, hang on, before you carry on with that. I don't want to go into that sort of detail on this discussion today. I want to get to the nitty-gritty of things, and forgive me, I'll come back to you, but with me in the studio is the president of the Developers Association, Lagis Tofaridis, and he's come in very kindly because he's also got to be somewhere else in approximately 15 minutes from now, so I know he can't stay very long. Lagis, thank you for coming in. The developers, I think you're quite brave, actually, I will say that, because the developers are getting an awful lot of flack at the moment, and there are, I'm sure, a fair few of my listeners who are probably saying, yeah, I'm quite right too. There are some cowboys out there. They're getting developers as a whole a very bad name. What can the Developers Association do about this? Do you monitor who your members are and how they behave?
Definitely. Our association has about 85 members. But I don't know how many people are doing this job today. Probably there are 200. So we cannot, of course, keep track of anybody, of everybody who is in the business. But it seems that the developers, we are on a developers bashing month or whatever mm-hmm. it is, because we feel that we are getting the wrong end of the stick, as we have done most of the work required from us. We have submitted a 17 pages white paper to the government, to the appropriate ministry, with suggestions on how the problem would be alleviated or reduced.
Mm-hmm. Why can't it be solved?
Solving is a bureaucracy problem. You must understand that the land registry in Cyprus for removable properties was handed over to us by the British. Actually, it was Lord Kitchener who started the... Mm-hmm. Now, the problem is that you must understand is probably one of the safest and one of the best land registry departments in the world.
I agree absolutely.
Now,
yes.
Now this is automatically a very bureaucratic system. So for a title issue to be issued, mm-hmm. Probably a number of 30 people have to pass through to be checked by various departments. This makes the whole
procedure
very, very time consuming and difficult. Imagine that if you have this to have a registration and you have no problem whatsoever. Now, the greatest problem that we face is that during the construction period, which is couple of years, let's say, the developer controls the situation on site.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is under control, delivers. Theoretically, we are talking always about the correct developer.
Mm-hmm.
They are black sheeps in all professions. So the developer controls the situation, delivers as per the law,
mm-hmm.
and concludes the construction as per the drawings.
Yes.
Now, the procedure for final approval and subdivision and various other procedures that exist take between 2 and 4 years, and in some areas, much longer.
All right, let me ask you this.
Let me finish because this is important. During this period, if any one of the residents decides to make a change on the building, which affects the final approval, the whole thing crumbles, and it starts from the beginning. So this is the problem. We have created a very detailed proposal by which each person which has a title deed under division has not made any changes on that particular building, the title deed will be issued. And if there is a title deed which has certain problems, to be issued again, but the problems to be written down,
mm-hmm.
and the title deed to be held by the land registry until the problem is corrected.
Okay, can I ask you, though, if you like, putting the cart maybe before the horse, and perhaps it's a very silly question, I'm not an expert in this, why doesn't the division, as you say it, take place before the construction starts, so that I buy my plot of land? I mean, if we're dividing this room into four things, instead of building the things and then having the problem, divide it first, sell me this quarter, sell Nigel that quarter, hello Alexander, sell him the other quarter, keep the one for yourself, and we all deal individually with our property.
There are two kinds of partition existing in Cyprus and all over the world. The one is called horizontal and the other one is vertical. A vertical partition condition is where the land has the right to exist on its own and develop on its own. That is a proper plot. That, whenever you buy a plot of land, you get the title deed for your land, you have no problem, you do whatever you do, the land is yours.
And do you then have the same problem getting the title deeds?
No. It's immediate. You get the title deed immediately because it's fully computerized. Now you get it within an hour. Now, what is happening? The problem is when you have flats, which the subdivision is the so-called horizontal. So in a horizontal title deed, you have a common land subdivided into all the owners. Now, we have in certain areas of Cyprus where we know there are problems, what do we do, the self-respecting developers? We transfer apportionment of the land to the owners. So they do have some kind of land, but it is not the proper deed. So this is something which you have to be very careful about. The purchasers have to be very careful. The purchasers have to know their rights. They have to deposit their contracts within the land registry department. There is a procedure. The lawyers know the procedure. So go to a proper lawyer, get a proper advice, and get, you are investing your lifetime savings. Do the proper work.
All right, let me ask you this.
On the other hand, to be fair, some of our friends lawyers, they have friends who are involved in construction. Many times a contract has been has been stopped because of this. So I'm not saying there is no plain answer in all
this.
No,
but let me ask you this. As the Association of Developers, do you guarantee that if people can show a card that shows they're a member of your association, that those developers are not going to get up to any of these tricks, and it's not just blocks of flats? Where is the control here?
There is the control lies with the government, and it should lie with the government, who has the responsibility. So what the government should do, what the owner should do, the purchaser should do, should deposit his contract or their contract with the land registry department. There, their purchases guaranteed and safe, and done through a proper legal advice.
Jump in, Nigel. You don't agree with that?
One of the difficulties on this depositing the contract of sale is you can deposit a contract of sale even though the land the title deed it applies to has a mortgage outstanding on it. So effectively, you're buying mortgage land. Not only that, the registered owner of that land can then take out another mortgage on a property that you've paid for in full.
All right, George, let me call George in on this. You're the legal man. George, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What do you say about that, if property is mortgaged?
Well, this problem can be solved easily, provided the purchaser receives a proper legal advice and to request a bank guarantee or a bank waiver or a written undertaking on behalf of the mortgage or bank, that once the separate title deed will be issued, the mortgage or bank will remove the mortgage from the property sold.
I agree 100% with Mr. Kukunis that all you have to do is make a proper contract. A proper contract is the most important thing.
All right, and the problem, George, if I get it right, is that people coming from abroad very often are introduced to lawyers by the developers. We don't have anybody from the Bar Association here. Maybe we should have to talk about, how do we know whether the lawyer that we're dealing with is not in cahoots with the developer and everybody's creaming something off?
Well, Cyprus is a very small country, and it's easy to ascertain a proper law firm so that any purchaser can have a solid legal representation.
And not only that, Mr. Kukuni, sorry, whichever bank you approach, any bank you approach, within a period of a few hours, you have a full record of the track record of any developer which you are proposing to deal with. So you can ask all this information, you can get all this information.
From the bank?
From the bank. Yes, because you're going to pay your money. You can ask and demand bank guarantee. It's the simplest thing. But you must be willing to pay the cost of the bank guarantee. You understand that?
Mm.
said before, will guarantee to you the issuing of a title deed within a certain period of time. Anybody who does that, he doesn't know his business. I will guarantee always to my clients the title deed, and I will offer my clients also a revolving bank guarantee until the title deed is issued by the government. Because if I cannot control the issuing procedure, how can I guarantee delivery?
You wanted to say something there, George?
Well, I believe that we must concentrate on the problem so that to ascertain that the three parties involved, the appropriate authorities, the developers and the investors or the purchasers, have a share in this problem. The responsibility of the appropriate authorities is that even though there are laws and regulations in force which regulate the procedures that lead to the issue of separate title deeds, they omit to implement and reinforce them. The only excuse they offer to justify that is that they are understaffed. This, of course, is a problem, but nevertheless, the omission to implement laws and regulations is inexcusable.
Yeah.
I think that the problem can be dealt with by assigning duties to the private sector so that to meet the great demand of services.
Okay, can I bring Nigel in? You haven't had much chance yet. You've been nodding in agreement and shaking your head at others.
I agree with everything that's being said. People must take independent legal advice. Some property developers offer legal advice as part of the sale, and I think anybody who goes down that route is
asking for trouble.
Absolutely. But from a buyer's perspective, if I'm buying a property and I don't have the title deed, it's not legally mine. So I may have paid for it in full. It's not mine. I can't sell it.
I'm sorry, but I disagree.
Okay.
Because the purchaser, from the moment he purchases an animal property and he deposits his contract of sale with the district office, immediately he becomes a beneficial owner of the property.
Can he sell it, though, George?
Of course he can sell the property, and it is wrong to say the difference. I believe that it is my obligation to stress out that we have in Cyprus a very good and solid legal system which, if implemented, safeguards the property sale transaction.
Correct.
If a purchaser wishes to sell his property without prior to the issue of the separate title deeds, there is no legal obstacle, and he can do so. Usually the vendors cooperate, sign a new sale contract with the new purchaser, and a cancellation agreement with the original purchaser.
Well, then say what you...
This is what the buyers have to do, the property buyers. They have to cancel their agreement with the person they bought it from. That removes the claim against the title deed, the encumbrance on the title deed. That allows the owner, the registered owner, to enter into an agreement with the new buyer. That's not the same as selling my property. If I want to sell my property, I should be able to knock on my neighbour's door, go to my lawyer and say, look, my neighbour wants to buy my property, knock up a contract, will you? I take it to my neighbour, I sign it, my neighbour signs it, he pays me the money, the property's his. It doesn't work like that. Because of this, of the delay in the issue, and I agree about the mortgage. I mean, that there's a lot of property sold with mortgage, and that merely delays the transfer of ownership to the buyer's name. The other thing, even though you may have paid for your property in full, deposited your contract of sale to the land registry for specific performance, the registered owner of that property can still use it as security to raise a loan.
But hang on, said that if you put your papers in, you became the registered owner.
No, you don't. You have a claim. You have what's known as an encumbrance, a claim placed against the title of the land, saying that you will be the next owner.
Is that right, George?
No, you do not have a claim. You have a right. You are
George, the people in the studio here are saying it's not the same.
I agree you have the right. But you have difficulty in exercising that right.
You are in a position to assign your contract of sale to to any other purchaser, and also or to any bank to get a loan.
But you have to get the agreement of the registered owner in order to do that.
It's up to the purchaser to include a clause in the contract
to include
the freedom of sale.
All right, and these are the sort of things that most people, I'm sure, don't even consider asking when they're about buying a property.
The ignorance of the law does not excuse any purchaser. No. Please,
right.
With all respect.
All right.
I agree with you entirely.
Gentlemen, yeah. I'm awfully sorry. We've overrun our time, and we could obviously go on about this, and perhaps we will again in the future for another hour at some point, because there's a lot of things we haven't even touched upon. May I thank you all very much indeed for joining me, and I think we will ask for a reprise probably in a couple of weeks' time to deal with all the other issues after maybe we've seen just how quick our MPs are going to be at instituting some sort of change to the law. Thank you all very much for joining me.
Thank you.
And we really have to move on. I shall be in big trouble because it's well after 7:30. My apologies to Alexander McCown, who should have been here, done his bit and gone by now.